This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Americans still drink more orange juice per person than any other people in the world. But with low-carb diets catching on, OJ's sales are falling off. The citrus promoters who made orange juice a staple of the American breakfast don't like that, and they're fighting back. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
There aren't many places in the world where a whole government agency is dedicated to promoting a fruit. But in Florida, the Department of Citrus does just that. Out of this one-story building in the small town of Lakeland in south central Florida.
Good morning, everybody. Morning. Call the meeting to order.
Every month, this group of orange growers and juice processors holds a public meeting at the Department of Citrus. They're members of the Citrus Commission, mostly sturdy, middle-aged men, who are gathered here today to think up ways to keep America drinking its OJ.
Yeah, there was a question that came up during one of your last emergency meetings about the decline in sales of orange juice over the last four-week period, as you can see.
Orange juice has been losing ground to bottled water for some time. Andy Taylor, the chairman of the Citrus Commission, says OJ faces a new threat now. The low-carb diet gurus are comparing orange juice to sugar water.
We find ourselves for the first time defending orange juice from a standpoint of health and nutrition. That's hallowed ground. We really haven't been here before. That's caused a decline. Sales are down about 6% over a two-year period.
We raised the sugar water question with nutritionist Marion Nessel of New York University. Is it true that 6 ounces of orange juice has as much sugar as 6 ounces of soda?
Yes. Of course it does. All fruits contain sugar. That's why they're sweet. But the difference is that the sugars that come in orange juice are accompanied by vitamins, minerals, and phytochemicals, and some fiber, depending on how the oranges were squeezed.
But all those nutrients, which Nessel says make OJ a good food, don't change the fact that orange juice does have lots of calories. Over the years, the citrus industry has tackled its share of problems, devastating freezes, competition from Brazil. But combating a growing sense among Americans that orange juice is bad for you is an altogether new challenge for the industry. For half a century, Florida's orange growers have marketed the healthfulness of orange juice. They've made the citrus industry the second largest source of revenue for Florida, next only to tourism. The industry's big break came in the 1950s, after the Department of Citrus developed technology to make orange juice concentrate. Juicing plants, such as this one, Peace River Citrus Products in Bartow, sprang up across Florida. We're standing now on a loading dock where thousands of pieces of fruit are tumbling off a truck. They'll be washed, cleaned, juiced, and then the juice will be concentrated. Citrus Commission Chairman Andy Taylor is also Vice President of Finance of Peace River.
We're standing at the base of a citrus juice evaporator. It removes about 70% of the water, and it becomes a very thick sludge.
The sludge is frozen and shipped across the country, much as it was in the 1950s. Back then, housewives bought it from the grocer's freezer. It tasted so much better than canned orange juice. But it took more than taste to sell orange juice in the 1950s and 60s.
Come to the Florida sunshine tree.
It took advertising.
People from everywhere are telling us orange juice from Florida isn't just for breakfast anymore.
Some say Anita Bryant did more for Florida citrus than anyone else. The Department of Citrus hired her as the industry's face and voice as it set about the task of converting orange juice from a luxury product to a mass-produced staple of the American breakfast.
There was a fundamental belief by the pioneers in the industry that they needed to be telling consumers about the benefits of their products.
Dan Gunter is an economist who does market research for the Florida Department of Citrus.
Somebody needed to be telling consumers, they felt, about the benefits of orange products, fresh products, processed products, and that would in fact help them to market larger and larger crops.
The marketing worked. Sales grew and growers thrived.
Come on out here. Come on.
We're on the Carlton homestead, outside the town of Wachula. Barbara Carlton is trying to coax her horse out of his stall.
Come on. Peanut.
Beyond the barn lie cow pastures and acres of orange trees.
My husband's father had 9 brothers and 1 sister, and they all were given 160 acres each child.
Barbara Carlton's husband, who died some years ago, grew oranges on his share of the land here at the family homestead. He was a third-generation orange grower. Their son, Pat, is now the 4th-generation Carlton to carry on the family business, and he says maybe the last. Oranges just aren't as profitable as they used to be.
I'm working towards there being another generation. I'm giving it my best. I can't guarantee that there will be another generation.
The orange business is particularly bad this year for small and medium-sized growers. Juice sales are down, and supply is at a record high. Florida has a bumper crop. On this sparkling Florida morning, a veteran orange harvester is picking fruit, almost shaking it off the tree. Within a couple of minutes, he has nearly 100 oranges in a cotton sling around his neck. Most growers are losing money these days when they sell their oranges to juice processors such as Tropicana, Minute Maid, and the one we visited, Peace River Citrus Products.
Let's now move to the Orange Juice Committee.
At the Department of Citrus, the Citrus Commission is discussing ways to get those orange prices higher.
Thank you. Call this Orange Juice Committee to order and let the record reflect.
That's Pat Carlton. He chairs the Orange Juice Committee. They're hearing from an ad agency, which has been testing new OJ commercials on consumer focus groups. One of them, they call it the blender spot, resonated with consumers the most.
You open on the man in the kitchen, he has a blender on the counter, and he says, looking into camera, if you wanted to create an ideal health drink, you'd want to make sure it has lots of vitamins, like the vitamin C you find in rutabagas, which he drops into the blender. And thiamine, can't beat liver. Some liver slides into the blender.
To reclaim the high ground, the industry is changing the subject. From the sugars in orange juice to all the good nutrients, and not just vitamin C.
Vitamin B6, Brussels sprouts, plus minerals like potassium and magnesium.
Or you could just drink a glass of Florida orange juice.
Like many in the food industry now, orange growers are selling their product as more than just something to drink. It's almost food with a resume.
Why does orange juice need a health claim? It's a perfectly good food just as it is.
Again, nutritionist Marion Nessel.
The reason why it needs a health claim is because health claims sell foods. They make people forget about how many calories are in these foods.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
The Citrus Commission voted to spend more than $7 million to air the blender ad. It began to air nationally this week. Growers are hoping for quick results. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News.
Video of the Florida citrus industry's latest ad is at npr.org.